Blackstone presents An American Tragedy by Theodore Dreiser. This book is read by Grover Gardner. Part 1.
Chapter 1. Dusk of a summer night, and the tall walls of the commercial heart of an American city of perhaps 400,000 inhabitants, such walls as in time may linger as a mere fable. And up the broad street, now comparatively hushed, a little band of six, a man of about 50, short, stout, with bushy hair protruding from under a round black felt hat, a most unimportant-looking person, who carried a small portable organ such as is customarily used by street preachers and singers. And with him, a woman perhaps 5 years his junior, taller, not so broad, but solid of frame and vigorous, very plain in face and dress, and yet not homely, leading with one hand a small boy of 7, and in the other carrying a Bible and several hymn books. With these three, but walking independently behind, was a girl of 15, a boy of 12, and another girl of 9, all following obediently, but not too enthusiastically, in the wake of the others. It was hot, yet with a sweet languor about it all. Crossing at right angles the great thoroughfare on which they walked was a second canyon-like way, threaded by throngs and vehicles and various lines of cars which clanged their bells and made such progress as they might amid swiftly moving streams of traffic. Yet the little group seemed unconscious of anything save a set purpose to make its way between the contending lines of traffic and pedestrians which flowed by them. Having reached an intersection this side of the second principal thoroughfare, really just an alley between two tall structures, now quite bare of life of any kind, the man put down the organ, which the woman immediately opened, setting up a music rack upon which she placed a wide flat hymn book. Then, handing the Bible to the man, she fell back in line with him, while the 12-year-old boy put down a small camp stool in front of the organ. The man, the father as he chanced to be, looked about him with seeming wide-eyed assurance, and announced, without appearing to care whether he had any auditors or not, "We will first sing a hymn of praise, so that any who may wish to acknowledge the Lord may join us."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?